This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line is up and running live. No delay. It's fixed. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Doc Ram's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, and the wise up, and it's up, all four. Get a grip, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I love you. I love working with you. And
hey, I love working with you too, Rick. Hey, when I was in, when I was at the university back in the 1970s.
He's trying to steal our base, guys. Watch him.
One of the professors said something very profound to me, and to the rest of the class as well. I wasn't talking just to me. And he said that in 40 years, you guys are going to have a problem. It's going to be a big problem. And his forecast, his prediction was that 40 years from mid-1970s would be a huge problem with three areas. One is trash. We'd have a problem with trash, like what are we going to do with all this trash? Next one was clean water, and the third one was energy. And that was his prediction. Well, we have, between the 1970s and today, we've had energy problems. We have clean water problems. And we have trash problems. And the one I'd like to focus on at the moment is trash. I was reading a story on the internet yesterday about this hermit crab, and this hermit crab is trying to make a home out of a broken bottleneck and the cap that's screwed on that was found in the water. So, and he was stuck, and he was rescued by a human. The bottom line is we throw out this trash, and so the first guy to dump the trash in the ocean probably said, is this a good idea? Oh, I don't care. It's a big ocean. And threw the trash. And the second guy said, probably. I'm just imagining the second guy to do it. And I'm thinking about people who work for the government, you know, that haul trash into the ocean, or contractors. Second guy probably said, wow, I don't know if this is good. Well, it was already done before, so I guess it's okay. Then the third guy said, heck, we've been doing it for almost half a week now, so it's probably okay. And it went on for decades, decades, decades. So now the ocean's polluted, the waterways are polluted. Even our road in front of our house has trash in it, because the first guy throws out a pizza box or a cup from a styrofoam cup or a beer can or a soda can or whatever it may be, and one piece of trash begets more and more and more. And it's clear. I mean, just look anywhere in the United States, and we're becoming pretty trashy. Rick, do you think that this let's get rid of it. You know, we throw it away, whatever it is, whether it's heavy metal laden batteries or light bulbs or fluorescent tubes or compact fluorescent tubes or used car stereos or old speaker systems or televisions or whatever it is. We just throw it away and we don't worry about it because it disappears. It goes someplace, and we build mountains with this stuff. We've got a mountain right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. A couple mountains of trash. And it all came from the city and the surrounding area. And we just keep heaping refrigerators and washing machines and whatever it is on top of each other, and we bury it with a little more dirt, and it seems to disappear, but it's still there. And how bad can it be? Well, there's a fire. There's a fire in the landfill. Not on top of the ground, under the ground. In St. Louis. And that's bad. But the rest of the story is it's approaching a radioactive dump where radioactive waste was buried, and it's about 900 feet away, and it's getting closer every day. So, Rick, trash. Do you think trash is as big of a problem as...
Well, let's examine how that all began. We started with DuPont, with plastic, and that was over-packaging things so that you actually have the product is in the wrapping material that gets thrown away. So then the mafia, the real one, decided, well, we're into loan sharking and numbers. Let's do garbage. And that's why the mismanagement is happening, because it's about big business. And big business is things that you discard after using them. And instead of repairing something, you replace it now. And they have different kinds of replacements, including things that can't go into that trash pile. It must go into a special one, you know, like TV screens, batteries. And I have to tell you, the whole thing was orchestrated originally back then for this very moment and the crisis that we're hitting. And what we do next is the next 40-year crisis, because Band-Aids only can cover certain kinds of wounds, and other ones require you relieving the planet to another one, Mars into Earth, and having to pay rent. That's my way of looking at things. Doesn't mean it's right. It's just a way of doing that. I want to say hello to Grace Thorne. Woo, there she goes. And others, Linda from Lexington, others that are listening right now and making comment on Vincent and what he talks about and what we end up doing and what we don't do. And it's interesting because the moment is really what it's about. And I love your spontaneousness. Really, you are. Off you go in the windup, and you never know how the ballpark's going to play, you know, the pitch.
You know, maybe it's because underneath a very thin veneer, I'm furious about so many things.
Yeah, I know. It all shines in the
maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, since you mentioned some of our instructors, Grace Thorne, and I'd like to say thank you for things I've received in the mail from Grace Thorne and Kyle and Sharon and others.
We have a lot of people that listen to you because they want to know where we're going to go next. It's interesting. And, you know, the interesting part is, for some ways, you know, it's the winds of time. You just, at that moment, are different than what you plan to be, just like the garbage. The garbage is an atrocity. And the original concept of it was that it was going to be used as our source of energy. Now,
yes,
there's
right.
a challenge to be able to take your waste and somehow recycle it into something you need. And that's a very important concept, because the next one I'm going to give you is the distinction between things you want and things you need. And if you go to jail, you still have toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they might consider that a want instead of a need.
It's, you know, if you're out in the wilderness and you reach for a piece of grass, that's not going to be quite the same thing.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about recycling. Back in Virginia, when we first set up shop there, started farming there, there was a series of several dumpsters. And if you had household trash that you wanted to dispose of, you would just go and drive over to the dumpster and you'd throw your bags in there, and it was simple as that. Well, then they decided, the county decided that that was not a good idea. What they wanted to do was set up something called a convenience center. Now, the dumpsters were open 24 hours a day. There was nobody there. And it was upon you, it was incumbent upon you to make sure that the bag went in the dumpster, not around the dumpster, or not, you know, spread out. And they set up this convenience center. And one of the things that they did that was really different was they set up a recycling center for glass. And they had three large green containers that you would sliding lids to keep the water out if it rained. And you could put your bottles in there, but you had to rinse them out. So they wanted the clear ones in one of these containers, the brown ones in another container, and then all the other colors in the third container. So it was up to you to figure out which container the colors went into. And they had a guy there that they employed, and this convenience center was not open all the time. It was restricted hours, and you had to show up when they were open. And if you didn't put the right color washed out glass jars and bottles and jugs in the right green bin, he would sort through there and rearrange them and redecorate them so they were arranged by the colors. And a lot of us thought we were doing good. This was a good thing because we weren't just throwing things away and they were ending up in the landfill. The reality of the story is the truck would come and pick them up and dump them in the landfill. All of them. So we were washing them out, cleaning them, organizing them, categorizing them, and then they would just dump them in the same hole. So we were lied to. And that's the kind of stuff government does. Now, before that, there was a different setup in the county, and they had they scooped out some dirt, and they had this hole in the ground, and that was where the county had its landfill. And people threw their car batteries and dry cells from flashlights, and the Eveready and the Mallory and whatever else, the hearing aid batteries and everything else that they threw at televisions. And next thing you know, the groundwater's polluted. Yeah, and you can't fix it. How do you fix it? It's leaking and leaking and leaking for decades, and then you go, oops. Now, how stupid was that county for doing that in the first place? Pretty stupid. But we're stupid all over the world. We're doing it all over the world.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Go to his website. And Dr. Shealy, if someone would like to see you in person, how would you like them to contact you?
351-5221.
Okay, area code 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's the number for the clinic where Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin practiced in Springfield, Missouri. And that's Central Time, class. Central Time in Missouri. We're talking about dehydration, Dr. Shealy, and so when people, you know, you see them in the summer, and it's really common. You see them with these great big plastic or styrofoam cups that they buy at the gas station or the fast food joint, and it's got Coke, Pepsi, orange soda, root beer, sometimes tea, sweet tea in there. Is that what we consume if we are dehydrated?
No. That's junk, whether or not you're dehydrated. And I don't prefer the plastic cups, although halitosis is better than no breath at all in an emergency. And, of course, I don't like city water because I want my water free of fluoride especially. And I prefer it free of chlorine as well. But they do make good paper cups still.
Yes. Okay. So how much water without fluoride, without chlorine, do you recommend that we consume per day, spaced out over the entire day, to avoid
dehydration? Ideal is to divide your weight in pounds by half, and then that many ounces. So if you weigh 130 pounds, 65 ounces. 155 pounds, 150 pounds, 75 ounces, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And now, some people would say that's an enormous amount of water.
Well, they are ignoring the body's desires, needs, health, but, you know, that's the way it is. And, by the way, unfortunately,
is there
coffee doesn't even help count as a beverage.
Okay. Okay, so if a person is not drinking enough water, is there evidence that is visible by color in their urine to let them know, you know what, that's not enough water?
Well, if it's dark yellow, you're definitely dehydrated.
Okay. So should it be just a very light yellow typically?
Very, very light, yes.
Okay. All right, and how many, I don't want to get too graphic here, but is there a typical number of times a person would urinate during a day, whereas more than that is probably something wrong, and less than that is probably something wrong?
Well, if you, you know, the average for most people is probably somewhere between not quite a cup, 200 cc's, milliliters, 240 is a cup, and maybe 300, so maybe a cup to a cup and a half, is so if you put out, if you take in, let's say, 60 cc's of water, you're going to put out roughly that much in urine. And you divide that by, at the most, 300, and you'll know how many. I have to sit down on a piece of paper to figure it out because I can't think and hold the phone at the same time.
Okay. But the bottom line, Dr. Shulia, from what I can hear you saying, is that if our urine is dark yellow, we're not drinking enough water.
I will point out that people who take an adequate amount of B-complex will have more yellow urine than people who take no B-complex.
No, absolutely. Well, that's the case with me, and I take a lot of B-complex. And so are you saying that, and this is probably important information, that if you do take B-complex, it will turn your urine yellow, and that's something that is not a concern. It's not the same as being dehydrated, yes? Okay. If we come back, Dr. Shulia, I'd like to tell you what I did with our water well. We have well water here at the farm, and I shocked it. I shocked the well, and I'll talk about the procedure, and I'd love to hear your opinion on, was that the right thing to do?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot? What?
Today, God, you're.
When you go to the
heat,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Dr. Shealy, we live on a farm very much the way you do, and a number of our listeners and those in class live on farms as well. And I've always been concerned about bacteria in the water. bacteria from runoff, all kinds of disruptive and deadly pathogens in the water. What the city and municipal water systems do, or what the municipalities do and city water systems do, is they add chlorine to the water to kill these pathogens, because as far as I know, with sufficient quantity of chlorine, nothing on the planet can survive given enough chlorination. So what I did was I decided to shock, S-H-O-C-K, our well. And here's how I did it, and I'd like to get your opinion. And here's a, here's an article from New Mexico State University. I'll put this on the website. And it's from Marsha Wright, and it's called Disinfecting a Domestic Well with Shock Chlorination. And what this article says is shock chlorination is a disinfection treatment recommended when domestic drinking water system is contaminated with bacteria. It can occur, the contamination can occur, when a well is installed or when repairs are made to the plumbing. And you've got to be careful when you do it, okay? Now, if the groundwater itself may contain bacteria. If that's the case, and you're drinking that bacteria, you can get sick. So, what some wells, or I'm sorry, some water systems do is they have a continuous chlorination system. Now, that means that you'd have chlorine, and it would be metered into your drinking water. Now, some pools have that. I've seen these metering systems where they have liquid chlorine, and it's metered in mechanically with a meter, so it's continuously pumping chlorine in, and I certainly don't like that. Now, I'd like to tell our class that you have to be very, very careful when you do this. You can really hurt yourself. So what shock chlorination does is it introduces high levels of chlorine into a water system. And here's what you do, according to this article. You open your well cap, and you put in, well, let's see. You mix 2 quarts of non-scented bleach. I'm talking about regular chlorine bleach that you would add to your washing machine. 2 quarts mixed with 10 gallons of water, and you pour it into the well. And you connect a garden hose. Now, this would have to be a clean garden hose, not something that's been hanging out outside, because you're going to introduce whatever's inside this hose into your well water. So you're going to wash down the inside of the piping in your well, the well pipe. And then after you do that, you go inside and you open the faucets one at a time until you smell a strong odor of chlorine. And then you shut it off. The idea is you want to fill up the pipes in your house with this chlorinated water. Then you're going to let it sit. Flush the toilets. You're going to open all the valves to let chlorine water come from the well into your house. And you flush the toilets, and then you're going to let it sit at least 8 hours. 12 to 24 is way better. Even longer is even better, but sometimes hard to, you know, run without water. Then you're going to want to flush out your faucets and get that chlorine smell out. But it may persist for 7 to 10 days. Now, that's what I did, Dr. Shealy, and it's persisted, about 7 to 10 days. But it's abating at this point. And, of course, we're not drinking that water, neither are our pets. Wouldn't put it in with, you know, if we had fish, we don't. But if we did have a fish tank, we certainly would not put that water in the fish tank either, because it would kill the fish. Have you ever done anything like that, Dr. Shealy, to kill the pathogens in your pipes?
We had to replace the pump at our well about 10 years ago, and we did a shock treatment after that.
Okay. And normally, when a well company does this, they use a chlorinated tablet. And they'll drop, one, two, or more, depending on the size of these tablets. I'm talking about like HTH chlorine for a pool, those type of tablets, and drop them into the well. But you've got to be darn careful, because you can kill yourself with chlorine. You can destroy your body. So you want to make sure you do not drink it.
And weapon have, of mass destruction.
Yes, yes. So I don't know of another way to kill the bacteria in a well, per se. There are treatments where you can use ultraviolet light after the water is pumped from the well, but not in the well. So if you want to get it at close as possible to the source, I think that's what we might have to do. Yeah, any disagreement
I
there,
agree.
Dr. Shealy? Okay.
We have our
and so here's
every
class
3 years, just to be sure.
And I know there's some farmers in our area, not necessarily next to us, but in our area that are treating their well water with ultraviolet light because of fecal bacteria.
Right. Well, we actually do use ultraviolet light all the time because we use some of the water in making our magnesium lotion, for instance. So all the water that comes into our entire house system is ultraviolet light treated.
Okay. And I bought one of those systems. I have not installed it yet, but that's going to be installed this week. In class, here, let me tell you what that is. So it's a, think of it like a stainless steel cylinder, 3 feet long, in our case. And inside the stainless steel cylinder is a, think of it like a thin fluorescent type light, except it's ultraviolet. It's long. It's almost as long as the tube, this stainless steel cylinder. So this light tube fits in there, and it's inside a quartz lens. So it's a light inside a quartz tube, and the ultraviolet can pass through the quartz and disinfect the water. So as your water leaves your well, it is disinfected as it flows through this cylinder that's illuminated with ultraviolet light. It will consume, let's say, 50 watts of electricity, and it will be consuming that 24 hours a day. So there is a small electric meter uptick doing this, but I'm not concerned about that as much as I am about the bacteria, killing the bacteria in our drinking water from now on. And here's what happens. This is what's of concern to me. When you have these massive rainstorms, these violent weather changes, and you have flooding, well, the septic systems sometimes overflow. Some people have lagoons, and a lagoon is like a pond, but it's for waste, household waste. And it goes into this depression in the ground, and under normal circumstances, there's enough sunlight, enough evaporation for the water, the solids stay behind, the lagoon is disinfected by the sun, everything works great. But sometimes they overflow. Sometimes the municipal water systems, the sewage treatment plants, which are at the lowest level, typically, of the city, because they want gravity to assist in bringing the sewage downhill for treatment, when they overflow, and other water flows from rain and so forth and runoff, contaminate these treatment plants, and then you have raw sewage, you know, floating around, and it may float into wells, or your neighbor's well may be contaminated from animal sewage or whatever it may be, and that may enter into the aquifer, which contaminates your well. Absolutely, positively can happen. So in my case, I'm going to protect myself just the way Dr. Shealy did, 24 hours a day with ultraviolet light. Now, what it doesn't do is it will not protect you from, chemicals that are stored in your neighbor's garage that when the garage gets knocked over by the inrush of water carelessness in the use of chemicals and gasoline and oil and whatever else they may have, insecticides, herbicides in these barns and garages when they get contaminated, when they contaminate the well water because of the flooding conditions. So I'm concerned about that, but you can't fix that with ultraviolet light. That you need a carbon block filter for. And that would be like Berkey or Propure. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Absolutely. I'm with you all the way, big blue.
Okay. So, class, as the weather conditions get worse, as the storms get worse, as global climate change becomes more violent, you might want to consider getting a water filtration system. I will give you my bias. My favorite is Propure, and another one that you can consider is Berkey. And I would suggest you do some research and see if you can find the one that's appropriate for you. We found out that our animals absolutely, and I'm talking about dogs and cats, absolutely prefer carbon block filtered water like Berkey or Propure, and that's what we give them. And during this experiment, there's a slight trace of chlorine smell, and I thought, let's see if the animals will shy away from it. I put it down, they won't go near it. They are smart enough to know that chlorine is dangerous to them. I'm talking about the cats and the dogs. So if you have chlorine in your water, there are a couple things you can do. One, you can heat it up and help volatilize the chlorine. You know, put it in a big spaghetti pot, heat it up. But then again, you're going to be breathing it in the kitchen if that's what you do. You can put it outside, you know, kind of let the chlorine volatilize into the air, and it'll be safer for your dogs and cats. It doesn't help with the fluoride, but it will help remove the chlorine from the air, let it sit for a couple hours. But I tell you, you know, going into a shower at a hotel or motel, it's unbelievably different from what we have here at the farm. It's asphyxiating to me to shower with municipal water. Okay. Dr. Sheely, any comments on that?
No, I think you've brought up an extremely valuable bit of information. And again, at the bottom line, if you live in a city, you must filter your water. Otherwise, you are going to be very, very slowly poisoned. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can take poison quickly, as Heinrich Himmler did, and it killed him very, very quickly, or you can poison yourself slowly by drinking city or municipal water with chlorine and fluoride. So, how much does it cost? Well, it's going to cost a couple hundred dollars to either get, a Berkey or a Propure system. It's going to cost a couple hundred dollars to get an ultraviolet system if you put it in yourself. But in terms of medical costs, that's a couple of visits to...
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Finelli, you changed your email address. And can you tell us what your new email address is and maybe share with us why you changed it?
Yes, it's normsheely85@gmail.com. And the reason I changed it is I bought a new computer 3 months ago, and it's been the greatest hassle of my life. Office 365 and Windows 10 are the worst scum on the face of the earth. So I needed to divorce Bill Gates and all of his nonsense. And believe me, it's taken me 2 weeks, and I'm about half there. But I don't want anything to do with Outlook or Microsoft.
You know what's interesting about Bill Gates is, Dr. Shealy, in a past life I was a computer jockey, and I built a lot of computers, and I was a consultant to school systems. And here's what I noticed about Bill Gates. I took a really great operating system called DOS, disk operating system. And if you had Microsoft DOS, although you didn't own it, it was licensed. And Bill Gates figured out a way of selling something that you didn't own you could, you know, pay for it but not own it. They actually controlled it, and he would license it to you. But DOS worked pretty well, and the hard drives lasted, you know, darn near forever. We have computers that we've here at the farm that we built, in the 1990s, like 1993, that are still operating with the DOS operating system, and the hard drives still work. And what he did was he came out, allegedly he stole the graphical interface from Apple, stole it from Steve Jobs' company, and implemented that, and it was called Windows. And in Windows, I was really hard on the disk drives, very, very hard on the disk drives, and it made them wear out way, way faster than they would if they were just running the DOS operating system. So there was, you know, Windows 3.1 and then Windows 95 and then 95A and 95B and 95C. And then there was Windows 98. And then there was Windows 98 Second Edition. Then there was Millennium. And then there was Windows 2000 and XP. And it kept going on and on. Every time that you bought one of these operating systems, they had defects in them, bugs, as they were called. And you would buy the next version for $89 to fix the bugs in the previous version. So Bill Gates and company were knowingly selling defective products to their unknowing customers and then charging them $89 at a minimum without labor to fix them. So it was a never-ending system. And I believe they were in bed with Intel, the microprocessor manufacturer. I can't prove this, but this is my belief, that they were in bed with Intel. And what Microsoft would do is they would create another version of the operating system that was more bloated, that would require more resources from the central processing unit, and people would get, you know, Windows 95 version A, and then they'd, you know, upgrade to Windows 98 to fix the problems with 95. They'd find out they had new problems with Windows 95, and then they'd say, wow, my computer got really slow. I guess I need to upgrade my computer. So it was a never-ending series of upgrades of the operating system of Microsoft and then upgrading the computers and buying new computers. It was absolutely out of control. Out of control.
And that is, I consider him the most evil person that I know anything about.
Yeah. Well, isn't he the guy that said, had an equation that said, you know, we need to get to zero carbon. And it involves people, it involves energy, and to get to zero carbon, well, you have to either get rid of all energy or get rid of all people. Which really means get rid of all people.
Well,
that's Bill Gates. He's the same guy that is, he said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, we've got a lot of disease in this country and we have, in the world, and we have overpopulation. And if you mix population control and disease, you can get rid of some disease by eliminating population. He didn't say it that way, but that's what he meant. Dr. Sheely and I will be right back, and let's talk about fast food and what happens when you feed fast food to mice. Inflammation explosion when you feed fast food to mice. Something Dr. Sheely's been talking about, avoiding fast food for all the years I've known him. We'll be back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.